Born and raised on Kauai, Mark Oyama had a passion for fishing, spent a lot of time on his uncle's farm, and raised livestock in 4-H. Cooking was kind of a natural. Oyama graduated from the Culinary Institute on Oahu, then he headed to the East Coast for some restaurant experience. In 1991, Oyama was kind of waiting for the lodge season to open in Alaska, so he was back on Kauai doing plumbing jobs with his dad. A friend asked if he'd like to cater a party. He did. It went well, very well. He did another, and the whole thing kind of snowballed. Before long, Oyama was teaching at Kauai Community College, catering wildly on the side, and someone asked if he'd like to open a restaurant. The location was the new, at that time, Puhi Industrial Park right across the college. So Oyama said, he'd give it a try.
It was an empty shell. I had to break the concrete in there, you know. Every afternoon from work, I'd go and work in there too late at night. Their friends would come and help me in afternoons and whatnot. And it ended up, you know, after we finished, we'd have a few beers. And then it came known to everybody would say, hey, where are you going to go? Ah, we're going to go Mark's place, go help him out and have some few beers after that. So the name stuck. We're going to go? Go Mark's place. So that's why we ended up naming it Mark's place after that.
What kind of food? What do people want?
Well, we kept the menu simple. For Mark's Place, things I grew up with, I enjoyed. So like locomocos and terry beef. And I wanted a simple, small menu, and I wanted to do specials every day. When I do catering, I bring in a case of something and I can't use it up. So I can use the other products over there to run specials. So that's why I decided to do it that way. But I ended up doing a fresh fish special every day, and that took off. We always did salad special every day, a nice entree salad. Over 20 years ago, so you know, when it was a little bit different concept and tried it, instead of cabbage on our products, we made a fried noodles instead. You know how you get your chinkatsu and instead of putting cabbage, you put fried noodles underneath instead.
Hey Mark, tell us about the Kauai palate. How is it different from other places you've worked, even Oahu maybe?
It was a little bit more simple over here before. Now it's changing. Now they're getting more adventurous over here, the palate on Kauai. But Hawaii is so different from the mainland. When I worked up the mainland, especially East Coast, you know, our palate in Hawaii is very strong, bold flavors. In the East Coast, it was very subtle, very light flavors. I used to work at a French restaurant up there. You know, they'd come over to my house and make dinner for them and our style of cooking, you know, Asian style foods. And they were blown away. They were like, man, you should open a restaurant up here. You know, the flavors up on the East Coast were so subtle, very light flavors, you know, where ours are bold and strong. And now they're starting to change the way on the mainland. Like now people are balancing flavors. We did it 30 years ago over here in Hawaii. And we actually grew up with that type of concept. We never really talked about it, but our flavors are always balanced with the Asian cuisines that we learn how to, you know, cook and whatnot. That's a concept that everybody's trying to follow now. So
the time for bento is now, right?
Well, yeah, because of the takeout, yeah. It's funny because I see some real nice upscale restaurants are doing bentos. And we look at it, it's like, oh, that's the stuff we have in Kauai for 30 years ago. You know? But I mean, you know,
trendsetters again.
Yeah. But they make it more upscale and make it different, you know.
But Mark, so tell me what business was like. Like 2019 was flying, right, for business. Tell me what that was like.
Well, it was, when business is great, restaurants actually suffer when it's really good. Because we can't get employees. You know, it's hard to get workers at that time. But I mean, we had a lot of business. Catering was booming. I do a lot of destination weddings, so.
What happened to that business?
There's nothing now. If we did have a full service event where we service it, we end up making like paid lunches over there. We got to pre-pack it and serve it because you can't do a buffet anymore. I've done weddings where the host charters a flight and fly everybody down. And it's like 200 people over here, you know.
Oh,
you know, amazing,
okay.
The type of events that we've had. But for me, I'd rather be safe and the people on the island be safe first than trying to, you know, get back to where we were.
How are your employees doing?
We're all trying to hang on. You know, we're not making money right now. We're just scraping by. I know how hard it is not to have medical insurance. We had to cut some hours, and they understood that. You know, I'm lucky. I got great employees, and they're really working hard. You know, like my pastry chef, she's amazing. She's doing all kind of different things to bring business in. You know, what's funny, because I was surfing through, I think it was Facebook, one day, and I seen this Korean garlic bread. Man, that thing looks so good. So I talked to my pastry chef. She researched it and she made it. And it was like amazing. I think that day we put it out, we pre-ordered, we sold like 200 of them. We got another day coming up. They're expecting to serve like 600 of that now. It's addicting, the taste of that bread. It's weird because it's sweet, but it's garlicky with cream cheese in there.
How am I going to fly to Kauai for this bread now?
Yeah, we're trying to do what we can. And right now, you got to do something. We got to think outside the box and something a little bit different now. It can't be status quo right now.
But I mean, also, there's that about the industry. It's like being reduced to the very least that you do, which is like cook food and give it to people. But the whole hospitality part of the business is gone.
Yeah, it's going to come back. It's going to be a while, but...
it's going to take people with some experience applying it. And I know that you were on the Kauai Economic Development Board at one point. So, yeah. It's like, how can we use restaurants and ag as part of the reboot on this, Mark?
Yeah, well, we're lucky because on Kauai, Senator Kochi has been really instrumental in doing that. And, we got a lot of land here, a lot of water. We just don't have enough farmers right now. We have a pilot program in Kauai where we're using a lot of local ingredients for the schools and the hospitals. A lot of the cattle producers over here that slaughterhouse, they're actually selling a lot of ground beef to the schools now and the hospitals. So instead of shipping all the cattle out, especially now the shipping is, it's not that lucrative. So there's a way of keeping our local beef in Hawaii. Yeah? The more demand you have, the more you can grow and the more quality products you end up having.
You say you need farmers. Do you have enough farmland that could be used?
We have so much farmland over here and so much water on the island. We got a lot of water and land over here. We just need more people to farm it and more food to stay on the island. Because we have a lot of farmers that actually export a lot of our products over here too. We might not pay the price that they're getting, so that's the hard part. But then again, they get paid for the shipping and stuff. But the economics works better for them than that. They get a premium price for it and they're shipping it out.
Are people feeling pretty together on your island?
I think so. I think we had hurricanes before and it brought the community back together. To be honest, I'd rather have a hurricane than this. Like when we had the hurricane, the whole neighborhood got together. We had dinner together every night. We cooked together. We shared all our refrigerators and freezers because we had to use them up. We had get-togethers at our houses every night, for dinner and got to know each other and we help repair everybody's houses, That was really nice that time. Yeah. But this time here, you fish, you want to share some fish and stuff, but then just drop off and stay away from everybody, So it's not the same.
Chef Mark Oyama of Mark's Place and Contemporary Flavors Catering on Kauai. Oh, you lucky Kauai guys. Lil, Jason, we got to try some of that Korean garlic bread. All right. While we're talking about food, Honolulu's People's Open Markets are back starting tomorrow. Markets will be open from Kalihi to Hawaii Kai at Kamehameha Community Park, Kaumualii Street, Kalihi Valley Park, Salt Lake Municipal, and Hawaii Kai Park and Ride. That's tomorrow on Saturday. On Sunday, markets are open in Kapolei, Kunia, Waikele, and there are farmers markets every day of the week all around the island. It's open-air shopping. And, talk with a farmer you like. Often, you can give a call earlier in the week and arrange a simple pickup. Hours vary. There are different farmers market programs, so we'll post a link for you.